of green, red roses too.
This is Ed Cohen, your broadcast host today on GlobalRadioTalkShow.com, a news service of GlobalHRNews.com. I'm in San Diego, Joseph Fick is in L.A., and Lynn Greenberg is in New York. We're going to be talking about Pivot, P-I-V-T, an exciting tech product for the global mobility industry. Let's welcome Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you very much. So you are the co-founder and CEO of Pivot, the social mobility app designed to reduce churn and improve the well-being of relocated and transient employees. So what do you mean by reduced churn?
Well, a third of transferees that relocate every year, despite the fact that corporations spend millions of dollars annually sending them overseas and whatnot, return early due to social reasons. And so our main goal is to make sure that those people stay in their cities, that they remain productive parts of the corporations and their teams, and that their families are able to acclimate as well and make the most of their experiences in their new cities.
So you speak from experience. You were relocated by Bloomberg, and for some reason it didn't work out, and you traced it back to this feeling of disconnect and not settling in properly. Is that correct?
Correct. So I was in London for about 3 years working for Bloomberg. I had a fantastic experience, and so much so that I wanted to make it so that everyone that had the opportunity to go to an unfamiliar place and expand their outlook would be able to do so without thinking twice. And what I found was that I'm a pretty social and outgoing person. It was really hard for me to find friends when I got there, and it was really hard for me to get information on my city from people that I could trust. And so I started speaking to other expats at Bloomberg and ultimately other relocated employees around the world. And what I found was that the problem was much bigger than just myself.
Okay, we're going to jump right back to you. Joseph Fick, expert in mobility, background in banking with Morgan Stanley. So tell us a little bit about yourself today, Joe.
Well, my full-time job, I work as a full-time broker, associate realtor with the Malibu Life team. My partner is none other than Madison Hildenbrand. You might know him from Million Dollar Listings fame. And we work in Los Angeles, mainly along the beach communities. But I also work in the relocation field as a destination service counselor. I got involved with that years ago to try to help my service levels. That's how it migrated into me getting a CRP. And through this ecosystem, I ran into Lynn, and now I'm helping doing some advising with Pivot. We think that's a product that the ecosystem is missing in relocation. And so Lynn and I are trying to bring that product to market.
So, Joe, I see in your bio here, and I'm going to quote here, my education in relocation began when I started helping my brothers move around the country to play pro baseball. I saw firsthand the amount of work and time involved in relocating, often at the drop of a hat, to different cities without team assistance. Even for professional athletes who know it can happen at any time, the logistics prove troublesome. So what does that mean to you when you look back? What does it mean to you today, right now in your job, and looking back at that?
Well, there's a couple things. So the economy is moved to a gig economy, and every day we have more and more remote workers. Not as many people are driving into a hub or a particular place of business. So it makes it harder to make friends. It makes it harder to find quality people that have your life experiences when you get moved into a different city. Baseball's different. When a player gets transferred, you know, or gets traded to a team, you've got a group of people that have been through that before. Wives are able to meet up with the other wives. Players are able to meet up with the other players. There's a much quicker learning curve. And loneliness is not such a big issue. But when you're a transferee that's moving to a strange town, or if you're international coming to a different country, that can be a problem. And we've noticed in the marketplace that if you can reduce that, you can create a lot more stickiness, not only with the transferee, but with the spouses and, you know, and also the children in the family. And it helps to make people happier, which if they're happier, they're staying on their job. And so that's how that reduces churn and turnover for corporations. And that's big, big dollars to be able to have less training and having to replace people in different footprints. That's how I kind of got involved with that.
Well, thanks, Joe. Lynn, in your article in Mobility, you write, keeping a pulse on trends and finding innovative solutions is no longer nice. It's a real thing. Because of the majority of millennials want to live abroad at some point in the career. So that's the driving force behind the development of Pivot, isn't it?
It is. And what we're finding is that relocated employees, more so than ever, are expecting to have all of the information in the palm of their hands. And so that's why we created a mobile app and not a desktop version. And millennials especially are expecting real-time information right away. And they're expecting, with all this social media that has come to our attention for the last 10 years, they're expecting to be able to make friends and acclimate seamlessly. But that's been an issue in this industry to date.
So let's get real here. The questions that count, not only where they should live, but what about kids? If there's kids involved in the relocation, where do they go to school? Sports teams, what to watch out for, things like that, right?
Correct. So actually in our first version of Pivot, which we started as a beta version, we started with our first feature, which was a Find Network feature, in which we connected relocated employees to their extended network around the world. So friends of friends, people from their hometown, university, and workplace. And while that provided to be really valuable and people, we actually had people meet up in India and in Asia, what we found based on the feedback was that people's sense of feeling at home went beyond their network and they were really looking for that passion and goal that they could connect with other people in their new city. So that being, you know, New York Knicks fans in London, or as you said, moving with a family to London. People wanted to kind of connect based on interest, goals, and commonalities. So that actually is the genesis of our community messaging app.
So Lynn, I see from your article in Mobility about the EY, Ernst & Young study, asking assignees what are the most common reasons for a failed assignment. And that survey revealed it was unhappiness of the family. So is this driven by marital problems or just being a stranger in a strange place?
So similar to what Joe was getting at before, what we're finding is that it's social acclimation being the problem for the families. Unlike their spouse or their mother or father, they're getting relocated, usually not based on their decision. It's for their parents or spouse's job. And so they go to a new city, and if it's international, the spouse often can't work right away. The kids are forced to make new friends and go to a new school, and it's really difficult to acclimate. There's no current platform out there that helps them do so. And so when we were creating Pivot, that's always been a really big priority of ours. And so we're offering the platform for free to family members so that not only can the relocated employee acclimate seamlessly, but the family members can as well, and they can take a proactive part in doing so.
So in your experience in being relocated from New York to London with Bloomberg, I assume you were paid well and taken care of, but still, you're a stranger in a strange place, even though they speak English, right? So this term of social well-being sounds really cool, and it's something that Boston Consulting Group would come up with. But what does it really mean, social well-being?
Well, it's a buzzword around the HR community right now, and obviously goes into mental health and loneliness, which Joe touched upon, which is a huge one. But social well-being is having the support network to acclimate seamlessly in your new place, to feel like you're appreciated in the workplace and that you are in a position to thrive and get help where you need it. And it's really feeling at ease where you are. And that's not possible without the information that you need directly to you, and also loneliness being a huge factor. So we try to minimize the loneliness factor and also give you all the resources you need to find friends and get the information from people you trust even before you move to your new city.
One of the other things on that, Ed, is, you know, we realize that there really isn't a pre-move platform, and then there really isn't a post-move platform. So when transferees are able to gather under our system, they're able to see other people that are already in the footprint, and it makes it easier to reach out to them for whatever specific concerns that you think you're going to have for your family when you get there, pre or post move. And then obviously the post move thing is once the time and spend is done through everybody on the vendor wheel that provides services for the transferee, Pivot is still there as a social platform to help increase social awareness and lower loneliness. So it really gives people the ability to get back in touch with other people in the footprint to answer all kinds of different problems. Where do I get a doctor? What about financial stuff? Where do I go to get a car? What are the good restaurants? All of those things are going to be available on the Pivot platform.
So Lynn, before Pivot, talking about what led up to all this, when you went to Bloomberg, I assume it was in Canary Wharf, or was it in the city?
It was in the city. Our office at the time was near City Gatehouse, near Liverpool Street Station.
Got it. At that time, if you can recall back a few years now, but if you can recall back, you were not given any intros, personal intros to Americans, especially New Yorkers, background similar to yours, in advance so you could connect with people before you got on the ground?
I wasn't. And Bloomberg treats its employees phenomenally, and it's not subject to just Bloomberg. I think it's the entire industry just not noticing that social well-being has dollar signs attached to it and is so pivotal to keeping talent. And so what I ended up doing is I ended up doing it all from scratch. And so I tried a variety of different methods when I got there to try to make friends. And that ranged from going to meetups, which were often time consuming and very hit or miss. I used dating apps, which is obviously used for the wrong purpose. I looked up blogs, but I was really looking for curated information from people that were similar to me and from people that I trusted. And so, as Joe was saying before, it's so important that before the move, which is the time that our relocated employees are most nervous, is when it's most important to be able to be connected to the people that you know and should know.
Yeah. Well, I see the value of it. Absolutely. So how often is this information updated, or is it just a free flow where there's chats? It's like a chat room, isn't it?
It's real time. So it's updated automatically. Earlier, there's two main features. The first is the Find Network feature, which shows you a map and a grid view, all of our relocated employees around the world. So whether you work at HSBC, or you're a relocated employee at Bloomberg, you can see all of the Pivot relocated employees. You can search your city ahead of time. So if I'm moving to London, I can search London, see who I know and who I should know based on commonalities like people that went to my university, are from my hometown, lived in the same city that I did prior, also a trailing spouse. And then the second feature is more of a community messaging platform, which connects you based on interests, goals, and commonalities. So everything from pickup basketball players in London to Liverpool fans in New York to moving with a family to New York. So these are kind of the two methods that we have to get all the information that you need from a trusted source and be connected to the people that you know and should know so that you can make plans to meet up when you arrive.
So on the cost, who pays for this?
So we have two kind of revenue streams. So the first is we're working with relocation companies, and we're serving as the social component to their relocation package. And so the cost of Pivot is $6 per user per month. And then we're going actually directly to corporations. So those are kind of our two avenues that we see.
And to what extent is the information that's shared, the conversations, encrypted, private?
Yes. So all the information is encrypted. So actually at Bloomberg, my role there for 3 years was in message compliance and data security. So as you can guess, I'm hyper-focused on security and especially the movement of data and information. And so we've made it really secure in that sense. The forums are open. In the future, we hope to create private chats so that people within companies can just speak to each other, and certain preferences of the companies, we can create different chats. But all of the users and the corporations have the ability to block people and also report people. And then, you know, another concern just in regards to security is often our GPS, right? Where you can see all of our users around the world. We have a Houdini mode in which you can switch off your GPS location at any time. So if you're traveling with a family or for some reason you don't want to be seen on our map, you can go off the map whenever you want.
If you go off the map, does it inhibit more usage?
No, it does not.
Well, it sounds like it's a great product, and I wish you the best. And I really am super interested to see how it rolls out. How is it being accepted? Is it being used now? Who's using it? How many people? How many companies?
Pivot actually started as a consumer app for people moving and traveling to help acclimate in their new city. And we were on the App Store and Google Play for a couple of months when we started getting approached by corporations who said, you know, we love what you're doing. It's something we're struggling with internally. Is this something you'd be interested in building for businesses? So when we found the hole in the market, we refactored our app to fit a B2B model. And we have been on that route ever since. So actually, we're launching our first cohort in Q1 or Q2 of this year. And we're in contract negotiations with a few companies.
So, Joe, how do you see this fitting in with what you're doing in LA?
Well, it ends up being global, Ed, because there's so many transferees. And you've got, obviously, there's a la carte choices for some companies and HRs that provide these, you know, relocation packages. But lump sum seems to be getting more and more people that want to do it lump sum, because the different generations have been able to gather information off of a handheld. We provide a product that fits for companies, fits for relocation companies also, and it trickles all the way down to the transferee and their families for when they're done with their relocation process. They still have Pivot on their phone. They're still able to gather good quality friends, information. And so it really ramps up the learning curves for when transferees land in a footprint, and the app helps people that are transferees long after the relocation companies are done with time and spend that they can spend on transferees. Again, it increases learning curves very quickly. And so we see it happening with almost every transferee with companies that are willing to take us on.
So the article in Mobility ends up by creating the right support for new multi-generational and multi-level employees will increasingly demand investment in technology. So what kind of technology do you see, Lynn and Joe, coming as a result of Pivot's success?
Well, there's a lot of push now, Ed. There's traditional RMC packages. Those are big ships. We see that our product obviously fits in that model, but we also see smaller companies coming that are trying to provide virtual services. And we think that the Pivot app fits on a business-to-business model into both of those models for large businesses and then also the virtual world. And again, that swings back to there's just more and more remote employees. And remote employees, they're good at working on their own. And when you get these lump sum figures, a lot of people want to just try to figure out a way to go from point A to point B in their relocation process. We think that Pivot really enhances that customer experience.
Thank you. Lynn, what is the website if people want to go and check it out, do more?
www.pivotapp.com. So that's PIVTAPP.com.
Great. And people can reach you, how? Lynn@pivotapp.com?
Correct.
And Joe, how can people reach you?
You can reach me through Pivot. Just reach out to Lynn. I'm working with Lynn, so that's where you want to go first, to Lynn@pivotapp.com.
Great. So this is a way for you, Joe, to move up the service chain and be close to the customer.
Well, it helps me to move closer to the end of a real estate transaction. It also helps me to move closer to the end of a transaction as a relocation destination service counselor. But at the end of the day, it gives the consumer something that they have in their hand where they can always find information from trusted and curated sources for people that are in the local footprint that have had these shared experiences. And if you look at the cost that's involved with employee turnover, Pivot app for the cost of it pencils out extremely well to people that take us on as a service vendor.
Sounds great.
I want to add on your question before about how we're going to fit into the technology that's changing. And really what we're finding is that the RMCs and the corporations are realizing that technology is such a big aspect of business and the bottom line. And they just solely don't have the resources to specialize in something like social mobility to give it all the attention that it needs. And so they're finding that these type of products that need to be outsourced and is actually much more effective when it includes not just their company, but, you know, all different companies, and includes the social media component that millennials are so used to and the GPS component that millennials are so used to. So that's really where we're fitting in, is hyper-focusing on social mobility and really driving it home for those corporations and their relocated employees and families.
Well, thank you, Lynn Greenberg and Joe Fick. It's been great to hear all this. It's pretty exciting. Technology is here, that's for sure, and taking over the mobility industry. And that's a good thing, Lynn, isn't it?
It's a great thing.
Joe, I look forward to meeting you someday, and very exciting to read about all this and to have this conversation. Avant-garde stuff for sure. Thanks for being our guest on Global Radio.
We really appreciate the opportunity. You're a veteran in the industry. I've been watching you for years. It's an honor for us to sit down and have a conversation with you, and we look forward to doing it again.
Yeah, let's do it in person someday. We have some meetings coming up in Silicon Beach in Venice at the iconic Hotel Irwin on Feb 13. And our New York event, as I mentioned, is February 25 in Times Square. So take care. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you again, Joe. This is Ed Cohen in San Diego signing off. Goodbye.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful